Hello and welcome to The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast. We are Grey's Anatomy Deep Dive Podcast. We are currently giving our reactions to the season 18. Today is the finale. But previously, we've deep dived every episode through season 13 of Grey's Anatomy. So this is your first time listening. You can go back, check out all the episodes, and just get a real detailed version of the show.
Yes. If this is your first time listening, and this will be weird because I'm about to say we're a spoilers podcast. So if you're listening to this episode and you haven't watched all of Grey's Anatomy, what are you doing here?
Yes, don't go back in time. Finish the show.
Finish the show and then listen to the podcast because we do give spoilers throughout. So just wanted to give a little warning on that.
If you'd like to support us, because podcasts only happen thanks to our incredible supporters, you can do so by going to patreon.com/theoncallroom. You can pledge to be an intern, a resident, or an attending. We have a private Facebook group. We send out snail mail around the holidays. We also have, we do Zoom hangouts with our $10 patrons, which we just did previous to the finale airing, which was really fun. It was like a true hangout.
Yeah, it was great.
And so that's one of the things you can get from it, among other things like bonus episodes, getting our number so that you can leave a voicemail and call time of death. I don't know. It's a great place to be. And we are thankful for you because you literally keep us making this podcast.
Yes. Other ways you can support us is leave a review of 5 scalpels, please, anywhere you listen. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And let's do a little housekeeping.
Okay.
So this is our last reactions episode for season 18 because it's the finale. So we're covering the whole 2-hour episode.
Yeah, season 18,
season, you got this.
No, episode 19 and episode 20.
Oh, only 20 episodes this season.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've been giving you weekly reaction episodes, but coming in July, because we're going to take a little break, a little summer school break, we will be back with season 14.
Yeah.
So, which is really exciting because I think there's actually some good stuff in there. You guys have been reminding us of everything that we've forgotten. So enjoy your month of June.
Enjoy 4th of July.
Exactly. And then look forward to us bouncing back after that.
We'll see you midsummer. You'll be sunburnt. You'll be glowing.
Yes.
You'll be hot as fuck.
Yep. We'll be bitching about the weather.
You'll be drinking a Paloma listening to us and sweating.
Or a pina colada. I've been craving those lately.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Those two.
You know?
As I drink, a Malibu and water.
There you go.
Which I had two of those yesterday.
Or you know what? Maybe you're just trying to hydrate and you're going to just drink water.
That's great fine too. But yeah, so you can expect a little break from us if you really need something to listen to in that time because you just cannot live without us and you are not yet a patron, you can do that and go back and listen to all the bonus episodes.
Oh, yeah. Become a $5 patron and become a $10 patron and there's post-op discussions.
Exactly, which are like a bonus 10 minutes of the episode. So those will be coming back as well in season 14. And hey, we might surprise you and do a Zoom hangout in June. So,
oh my God.
Because we'll be together.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out, but I'll also be doing schoolwork.
She'll be doing too much homework.
Yeah, so.
And I'm going to Tennessee. I've never been to Tennessee.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah, well, maybe I've just driven through it.
I've driven through it, but
I've
never
stopped.
Yeah, but
I don't know that I've actually like been in Tennessee. Good point.
And I think I'm going to like, it's called like Sewanee, Tennessee. Yeah, I think, are there mountains in Tennessee? I think it's in the mountains.
Why are you going to Tennessee?
For like a arts camp, but it's like an arts workshop.
Right.
I'm staying in a dorm, like a college dorm that does not have air conditioning.
Well, it's like my house right now.
Yeah.
My house does have air conditioning. My husband is refusing to let me turn it on.
My clothes are half off.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
My cotton underwear, I regret.
Yeah. I just regret having any clothes on. We should have done this separately and I would have been sitting here naked.
That would have been fine. That would have been fine too.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
with
a
the
lot.
Episodes. So I think we're probably just going to get right into it.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Unless you have a really big update. I will say it's almost my 1-year anniversary of my wedding. Our wedding.
Just think
not
about
you and me.
Just think about, but was it? I was involved. Yeah, but think about where we were a year ago. We were a little frantic at this
very
time.
Very frantic. We were like a week out and just
your hair was purple.
My hair was purple. Yeah, that just showed up on my time hop that my hair was purple. I just had a really bad makeup
Test
run. We were crying.
All using our calm voices to like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. They'll fix it.
I remember talking to you in, what's that weird little grocery store by Real Food Cafe and by the Old Goat? It's like a Ken's Food Market.
Yes.
I was in a Ken's Food Market in the chip aisle when you called me and I was
in
like, okay.
Panic.
I was like, all right. And I was just like talking soft. I just remember talking softly in the store. I don't know why I was in there. I never go there.
I don't know, but you did talk me down. I think you were the first person I called and I was like, sent you a bunch of photos and I was like, it's a disaster.
And I also mostly just remember being proud of you for speaking your truth.
Yeah. Because I then ended up calling them. You're like, you need to have it redone.
Yes.
And it's okay to do that.
This is your moment to shine.
Yeah, it is your wedding.
But yeah, the big flowery tree out, the beautiful
it's
bush.
It's out. It's blooming right now.
So is mine in my backyard.
Which is so great because every time now it blooms, it reminds me of the wedding because it's around the same time, which is wonderful. And yeah.
And it's about as hot as it was.
It is. It's weird that a year has gone by. I feel like I'm still not completely sure about my gift that I'm giving to John. And I just feel like I'm really struggling with
it. I thought you were just about to say, I'm still not completely sure about my decision. To
I'm very much 100% sure about that. After this year of marriage, very grateful that we made it through a year. I mean, it was actually pretty easy breezy. But no, gifts are hard.
You're going to have to tell me later what you're, because I don't know what you're getting him.
Well, he's not going to listen to this.
What are you getting? Do you want to share? You can tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, just wanted everyone to know that a year ago.
Yeah.
We were panicking.
We didn't end up live streaming it to all of
we
you.
We didn't.
But we did live stream it to my parents and some other select people.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gray's humongous season finale. Also 400th episode.
Yes.
Was the second one.
Right. So episode 19 was titled Out for Blood. And that was directed by Kevin McKidd.
Yes.
Would you like me to read?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Metastatic?
Yeah.
Advance, progress. All words no one wants to hear from the doctor. It means despite everything you've done, every rule you've followed, you may be near the end. It's the moment when fear sets in. You panic as you realize that you may not survive. It's why people turn to experimental treatments and why people... Oh, sorry. Experimental treatments and last-ditch efforts. If you knew you were dying, what would you do? If someone gave you a lifeline, would you take it? We've all felt it, a moment where all is lost, whether it's in our jobs, family, love. We fear everything will be taken. We close our eyes, we bite our lips, and the adrenaline floods through our body. But despite how hard you try, the last-ditch attempt still may not work. And that was Meredith Grey. And then the second episode was called You Are the Blood. So Out for Blood and then You Are the Blood. And this was directed by Debbie Allen.
Yes.
So before the advent of surgery, many illnesses were treated with phlebotomy, also known as bloodletting. Bloodletting is the withdrawal of blood from a patient to prevent or cure illness and disease. It was one of the most common medical practices performed by surgeons from ancient Greece until the late 19th century. The practice has largely been abandoned because we now know that it is overwhelmed. We now know that in the overwhelming majority of cases, the use of bloodletting is harmful to patients. And yet we did it as a standard medical practice for over 2,000 years. It wasn't a blip in the history of medicine. It was an era. For decades, many doctors were convinced that bloodletting was harming more than it helped. But just as many were convinced that it was the only cure. Doctors, like most human beings, are risk-averse. We prefer the safety of what we know over the thrill of new innovations. Surgeons and doctors, as a general rule, like to know for sure that we are right before... that we are right before we make a move. And so for us, change requires incontrovertible proof, which is not always easy to come by. This is a long one. It has been theorized that surgery itself is just an era that will pass, but that's a long way away. And in the meantime, there are eras within eras. We discover new science, we pose it, prove new theories, and then we bang our heads against the wall trying to convince ourselves to actually change our practices in line with what we know. Because the end of an era is easier said than done.
Dun, dun. Good job reading that.
Thanks. That was a long one.
Okay. What, I guess before we break down some of the things that happened, what was your initial like feelings?
I think that's a great question. And overall, I went into, well, first of all, I'll say what I went into it with.
Yes.
Zero expectations. Yeah. And I think that's a good way to go into, especially after this season, we've kind of had our ups and downs. Regarding some of the storylines, I was pleasantly surprised. Like, I was entertained throughout it. Yeah. Is how I felt.
Yeah. Second one more than the first, like the second hour, which I feel though, I don't think of them as like two episodes when I watch it like that. I kind of think of it as like one big long one. Mm-hmm. So to me, it, like some people are like, the first one was so boring, but I was like, well, it was like an arc. Like to me, it was like, it couldn't have all been like the second one. I would have.
No. And I think, was it the first or the second episode that there were, it was the second one with the blood truck thing.
Yes.
So I think they did it a little differently because sometimes they'll do a two where it's like a big thing happens and then the second one's like the resolve.
Yes.
You know, but they did it kind of backwards this time.
Yes.
And I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Also, like, we didn't get Jackson and April until the second one, which makes sense because the second one was the 400th episode. So that one had the flashbacks. It had Ellis. It had Jackson and April. Like, it felt different. It felt, I had to keep reminding myself that it was the 400th episode and they were doing something special because it kind of felt like they put all their eggs into one basket. You know, like there's so many flashbacks and it's like, well, they're trying to honor the fact that they've done this show for 400 episodes.
Right. Right.
So, cause I liked it. So I guess, yeah, I was very entertained and it was good. I don't know.
Yeah. Since you brought up flashbacks, I would like to talk about that first, if that's fine. I liked the flashbacks, and I think there were certain ones, like specifically with Meredith hearing, like, he's not the son, and like that kind of leading her, I feel like, into a response of how she responds to Nick. And then we can get into that a little bit later of how she kind of changes her mind or whatever. I think there were like specific ones that were placed well. But there were other ones that I was like, I'm not understanding why this is here. Yes, I'm feeling something because I felt something how many ever years ago.
Right.
But like, for instance, the Derek one where Derek had been shot, I was like, I didn't feel like that related at all to her patient dying.
Yeah, I other than that, she was like out of body experience trying to bring this patient back. And the last time she'd done that was when she was trying to give Derek, was she giving him CPR?
I don't think so.
Or just screaming at him?
I think she was just screaming at him.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't quite align. I was thinking like if she was giving Derek CPR, that would make more sense. But I think my brain tried to make sense of it by being like, she is so upset right now. And that is like how she felt in that moment also. Like,
yeah.
But,
and I'm sure there's probably an article out there that like talks about, like the specific choices that they made. But we've seen in the past, like flashback episodes where like, they're just poignant, like they're spot on. And I didn't quite feel that in this episode.
No, this felt like they were just putting on a big reel in some moments to like show, which I think they were. Like, I actually think some were purposeful and I think some were just like, look at what we've done.
Yes.
But it did not add to the story. Other than that, it did just, so I think some people complained that like, wow, this show has to rely on old footage in order to make us feel things, which like, yeah, not much of the new stuff, although some things did, but like make me feel a lot. But at this point, like this far into it, I think, and I'm a simple person, I guess, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't have high expectations anymore, which is why I think I'm pleasantly surprised when like a storyline does make me feel something. For example, which we can talk about more in a second, is like the Simon Clark thing. Like that was a good patient storyline.
Yeah.
But I did like the flashbacks too to, well, Alice wasn't really a flashback. She was like in the room. Which I don't know if they're trying to draw a parallel that Meredith is becoming like Ellis, because even Richard made that comment, like, your mother would be proud. And he did not mean that in like a nice way. I think he meant it like your mom was kind of nuts and you are too.
Yeah.
But also the part where like we see Ellis saying to Meredith, like, you know, you need to be, it's not okay to just be
an extraordinary surgeon. That one. I raised you to be an extraordinary. Yeah.
Because I feel like she was, that's what made her not choose Nick again in that end part before she, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she was like, okay, I can't let this come in between my, I don't know.
Yeah. I think another flashback with Ellis that was really good was the storyline with the patient that Meredith
dementia.
With dementia and The aunt didn't know who the niece was. She's like, who? And so she flashes back to Ellis.
Which is the pilot episode.
Yeah. Having dementia and being confused and like, I think I was a surgeon once. So I thought that was connected
very
well.
Yeah, that part gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
So there definitely were flashbacks that I think worked really well. I thought it was nice to see all the interns again.
Yeah.
Which I think now, saying this out loud, I think had to do with the residency program ending.
Right.
So I think there were just some right in the middle that I was like, what is going on? Why are we just flashing to all these different scenes of Grey's Anatomy? But I think you're right, Abby, that it's like, look at what we've done over 400 episodes. And that's okay.
Yeah. They can't do it every episode.
No.
Or it'll lose its like importance.
Luster. Yeah.
Kind of like I wish they had not done that episode with Ellis and Maggie. That still feels really out of place to me.
Yeah.
And they never explained like, and then she just burned the letter and was fine. Like, I wish they hadn't done that because I think Ellis appearing would be more meaningful, but we already saw her this season. Like she already was back.
You know, I don't have a problem with them doing that episode, especially with Maggie grappling with her birth mother.
Oh, that's true.
But I think the problem is there's no follow through.
Right.
It was just a standalone. What was it, even a bottle?
I don't even think so. It just was a part of an episode.
Yeah, but like, I don't like that there was no follow through, like you said, that they just, she burned the letter and that was that.
I agree with you too. I just wanted to hit on that. I think it's good to see like dementia and Alzheimer's back in the show because that was such a huge part of it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, the trial and like Adele having it, her mother. And so I think like part of what I think she was, I don't want to use the phrase triggered because that's like used too freely, but like that she was affected by this patient was that like that reminder of it kind of like, yeah, like if this woman is gone, who she does die, like who's going to take care of this? And she's like, who would have taken care of my mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that set her. Can we talk about her, Nick? Just, I'm really, I feel like I have like parts of where I felt like her ending and looking like broken and like crying and like whatever was like, she's done so much work. I feel like that didn't quite like, where is the strong, like, I just didn't, it didn't make sense to me. And then also I was really sad when she at first didn't go after him, when she kicked him out, told him to leave. And when he left, because I was like, come on, you two, like you are in a crisis, but that is not when you should be pushing away the people that love you. And then, so I was actually really grateful when she got up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that he is not the son. I don't think that is the best advice in that moment. Like, I think it is okay for Meredith to have someone to lean on and not do her normal thing of pushing him away. My prediction is that the next season is going to start with him hearing her.
That's what I think too. You know, we asked for people's like thoughts on Instagram and some people, I loved everyone's thoughts and I think they were all
great.
And you know, someone mentioned like, how Nick should have to walk all the way back to Minnesota for like leaving Meredith like that. And I totally agree, but I do think it's that cliffhanger kind of like the candles episode where he's like, they get together, but then it's like, oh no, I have to go take care of this. Mm-hmm. And like, so we don't really get what we want. And then I think it's going to kind of be like,
I hope so.
Like he'll be out there. Like she calls to him and we don't see it yet, but then he'll just, cause there's no way he could have gotten that far by that point.
No. And also I thought it was really good acting how she's sitting there and then like, you really think, oh my God, that's just going to, and then the way she quickly gets up, it felt really, really believable to me. I don't know. We really kind of crapped on her acting lately and I felt not that way this episode at all.
Yeah.
Also knowing that she doesn't like crying and being upset anymore on the show. Remember how she talked about that? And like, yet like she definitely had to scream and cry, like, which is what she doesn't want to do.
Yeah. And I don't think there was any, you had kind of mentioned that she's done so much growth and like she was screaming and crying. I think that's fine.
Like, I think I just would have, I didn't know what, I guess I don't think that like crying is not strong.
Yeah.
I just felt, well, I don't know what I felt.
Like, I think we're just so used to the Meredith now who just sits there and is like, it is what it is, you know?
Right.
That when we see her emote in that way, we're like,
Well, it felt like old episodes.
Yeah. And so then what? I guess it can kind of make you feel like, oh, Meredith's taking a step backwards. But it's like maybe she's taking a step forward and actually feeling her feelings and emotions instead of blocking them off and pushing people out of her life.
Right. Which I think if she does, her going back for Nick felt better for me. Like than her not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I think while like, he guessed he shouldn't have left, but like she literally told him to get out. So maybe she needed space, or, you know?
Yeah. And I kind of feel like, as Nick's character, I kind of feel like he's not one to push against Meredith Grey.
Right.
Like
he didn't even push for her to not do that surgery, even though he was like, I guess this is what.
Yeah. Like, I just think he's different than Derek in that way. Like, they're not going to push at each other. And so he's going to kind of do what he's told by her, which I don't think is a good or a bad thing. I think it's just a different dynamic. And so I don't know. Like, I think he has tried to show her over and over that he is there for her.
Right.
He decided to move here. Like, you're not ready to come to Minnesota, which she got pissed off about that. Like, you're telling me what to do. And he's like, then do what you want. Like, there are so many ways that I feel like he's driven across and shown up in his weird Jeep thing and been like, let's go to, you know, I'll meet your kids. And so I think it's finally to that point of like, get out of here. It's like, okay, fine. Like, right. What else do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Then I'll just leave.
And I also think because the week before they gave us the them saying they love each other is why I don't think that that means it's over. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if we hadn't seen that yet, or which I still wouldn't have thought it is, but like, I really think like, they showed us first, don't worry, this the ground of like that they're standing on is stable. This is just a moment.
Do you know if he's signed on for next season?
I don't know that at all. I would be pissed if they took him away because we just got to the point of acceptance.
Yeah. Did you notice that in one of the flashbacks they showed McCormack Hayes?
I did.
Like, they kind of showed,
and
like,
DeLuca.
And DeLuca and, like, Derek. So they did at least, like, nod to there was potentially a thing there.
Her other love interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
The music, too, there was a lot of the music that played when Derek was dying music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, oh God, such beautiful piano music.
Yes.
I would say, too, and we'll talk about the other things now, but, like, I think that whole part was, and I think it was supposed to be, but that was, like, the most engaging part of the episode for me, like, and just, I don't know, I just really loved it. I love sadness.
Yeah. I think too, we can get to how she gets here, but Meredith also is chief now.
Yeah.
She gets the keys to the office.
And it's
from
not
Bailey.
The way we thought it would be. Like it wasn't like a moment of excitement.
No, it was like, you fix the problem. I'm quitting.
Right. Bailey quits. Richard and Catherine are going to Egypt.
Yeah, I think,
on
right?
On a sabbatical?
Yeah. Yeah. They're leaving.
Yeah.
Because Catherine is living with cancer.
Yes. Which real quick, we can hit on that because there's not a ton about this.
Right.
But did you were you fooled by Jackson giving a eulogy?
Not at all.
Okay. I wasn't either. I thought it was clever and like dumb, but like he was way too happy.
Yeah. I thought it was so spot on for Catherine's character to have someone eulogize her while she's still alive.
Yes.
Spot the fuck on.
Yes. I wonder if it was jarring for Harriet at all to be sitting there like being like, is grandma going to die? But yeah, she tries to make April do it too.
Yeah.
And that's our first time seeing Jackson in April.
Yes.
I wasn't fooled, but I thought it was funny. And so, yeah, so that's great. So the treatment is her tumor is responding to the treatment is what we learned. Which I think we talked about too the week before that, like, it is nice also to see a storyline of someone living with cancer because that's so often what actually it's like.
Right.
Okay. And then Bailey quits.
Bailey quits after there's a blood shortage, which in that storyline.
That was a cool image, I thought, of like,
so all the blood?
Yeah. So there's like a blood shortage, but then not only that, but the truck that was bringing them blood then crash.
Yeah. Which we've never had. There's always a big thing. You know, we've had like a windstorm. We've had
that was the worst.
Yeah. We've had all of these like, you know, natural disasters.
Right.
That like, we had a sinkhole too. Remember? Like there's so many things that
mist,
have happened. Yeah. Fog. I forgot about the fog. That I'm like, what else could they possibly do? But that is like a big disaster that.
Yeah.
Would suck.
Right. And it was really visually jarring.
Yeah.
And it brought Ben in for a second for us.
Yeah.
I wonder if that scene was in Station 19. I'll never know because I never watched the show.
Yeah, but I'm sure our listeners could post that on the Facebook group.
Yeah, but it also, yeah, so that was, I mean, they got to save some blood, but not enough.
Right.
But the blood shortage also, can we really quick talk about, what is their name? I wrote it down. Simon Clark and Kristen, his wife.
Yes.
Okay, so I remember we talked that a few weeks ago. I was like, the storyline, I feel like I'm supposed to be attached, but I'm not feeling it
yet.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I will say the wife was like very lovey-dovey. Like,
too much.
Yes.
There was one part, I think it was in this episode. Did I unmute it? We were watching it on Zoom together. And I was like, I would never tell doctor a story like that. She's telling this long-winded story about something about their marriage. Or
four doctors.
Yeah, and they're all just like listening like beautifully and like, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no way would a doctor listen to that.
No.
There's so much shit going on. Like, get a therapist.
Yeah, that's a very like Grey's not real. It happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was a lot for me. But I wasn't feeling it until they really got me. They really surprised me. So the whole thing was that he's put on ECMO. He has limited time, but his only goal is to meet his son.
Yeah.
She is not in labor yet, but then she has Braxton Hicks in the first episode. And then the second one, she ends up going into labor and has a burst placenta.
Ablation?
A lot of blood.
Ablation? Is that what it's called?
A lot of blood.
Placental ablation?
Comes out, which is very terrifying. She gets whisked away. And she ends up needing blood and he is a match and they tell him that and he has them take the blood that they were using for ECMO to give it to her, which is so Romeo and Juliet-y sort of like just the true
abruption, not ablation.
There we go. The true sacrifice. And he's biding time until she has the baby. She has the baby. Winston, which I didn't know you could do this, just like quickly wheels the baby.
I think in most scenarios you wouldn't. But I think the baby was like healthy enough that they were like, the baby's fine. Get the baby too.
Yes. Cause
that was the whole thing was buying time for him to meet his son.
And you think he's dead. Cause he's like eyes closed.
Yeah.
And then they put the baby there and he wakes up.
And then like has a deep sigh and takes his last breath.
Yes. He says the like forever or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello forever.
Yeah. And so I was surprised by that story. Like I didn't expect it going that way. I mean, I was really hoping he'd meet the baby because that would just be way too tragic to put a baby on a dead body, and which they kind of did. I liked how they were like, pick the baby up.
Yeah.
But it was really cute. It was like not cute. It was horribly sad.
Yeah, it was very touching, very moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I feel so bad for the wife too, who like won't know. I mean, we see that she knows that he met the son, but that like she didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's really sad. What do you want to talk about?
Okay. So
we have, Bailey.
Let's talk about Bailey.
Jamara is the name of the person that's been doing the checks.
Yes. The residency.
She comes on bad days.
Real bad days. I mean, Meredith is like going rogue pretty much.
Right.
Cause Richard had said, don't do the surgery. So Jamara watches the surgery be done and the patient dies.
Right.
So was that the right choice?
Is Meredith doing CPR for a long time?
I think so. But I don't think Jamara sees that because that patient dies in ICU.
Right. And then also Jamara finds out that Meredith is actually eventually leaving, not staying forever because the one resident like says it out loud.
Yeah. Yep. And then so ultimately Jamara comes up to Bailey and ends up saying that the problem in the program is that the people in charge have been working together too long and that they're like a dysfunctional family with no clear person in charge. And so that is super messy. And they decide that they will be pulling the hospital's general surgery residency accreditation. And while she's telling Bailey this, like all the residents are outside watching. And Jamara's like, I will find a place for them. They will land on their feet. But like, you need to focus on like rebuilding this program, which before we started recording and we were kind of talking about these storylines, I said to Abby, like, how do you rebuild a program if you don't have the program anymore?
Right.
Like, so I guess, is it like fixed leadership then?
Or like hypothetical? They create what the program will be?
Yeah. I don't know.
I I also liked the scene immediately after that. It shows the residents packing up their things.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the flashbacks of the original interns in the locker room also, which is a much better locker room now.
Yeah.
It was a literal locker room. But I thought that, like, I won't say that they've done, I think they're getting better. Like, I am feeling slightly more attached to the residents, but I still, like, want more.
Mm-hmm. More storyline.
Yeah. Like, or it just, I want more character development of them. Like, Helm needs a storyline. Like,
yes.
I don't get what, like, we need more from her. So that was, like, kind of sad. So what I'm wondering is, where are they going to be in the next episode? Like, in, are they going to be on the show? Are we going to, like, see them in other places?
I don't know. Cause it's like, kind of like after, it's like that one, is it After Flight or whatever, or where they're all leaving mm-hmm. to go to have interviews for their, like, attending positions or whatever.
I
and
liked
you're
that
like,
episode.
And you're like, where's everyone going to end up? And then everyone ends up at
Greysloan,
you know?
Right.
So I wonder if it's going to be like something like that next season where we, like, kind of watch them go different places and then they all end up back. And does Meredith rebuild this program? Does she give, like, one of her big speeches to Jamara? Like, what's, you know, what's going to happen?
I also ultimately, like, am just going to say right now that, like, I'm actually rooting for Meredith to, when the show ends, to leave Greysloan.
Yes.
Like, I want her to have, like, to maybe fix the program and then have a fresh start.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, we had kind of talked at the end of the episode, like, this, is this the last season, or it has to be coming close, because she's hit chief. Like, mm-hmm. you can't really, unless you leave, mm-hmm. I feel like, well, that's not true because Owen stepped down from chief. So did Richard and stuff. But, like, she's our main character. Like, she, it's right. been building to this moment, I right. feel like. So for her to, like, step down at some point would just be boring television.
Exactly. So everyone keeps saying, like, they wouldn't stop at 19, they'll go to 20, which, if they're just doing that for the numbers, that pisses me off.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, I don't want them to think about that, because I really think what they set us up for would be a really good last season.
Yeah.
Like, to me, they've, like, set up some things, like, they set up a lot of cliffhangers. That
I mean, they've
know.
Set up, like, Meredith's whole feeling towards Greysloan and her mother, and, like, even her talking about my mother told me not to be trained by Richard, like not to come back here. Like, all of this is pointing towards her leaving, but now there's this roadblock. She can't leave.
She's literally chief.
She's literally chief. So what do we do now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That part where she talked about that her mother didn't want her to train under Richard was interesting. I like how she was kind of like, it's probably because she didn't want me to unearth, like, the drama of their relationship, but... Was that, she said, did she say that to Chief?
I think she did.
Okay, yeah.
And also, there are just so many ghosts at Greysloan.
So many. I mean, even she mentions, he's like, I think Jackson says to her, like, your name is on the hospital. And he's like, it's my sister's name.
Yes.
Like, yes, it's also mine, but, like, it's named that because of Lexi, not because of me. So yeah, I would like to see her leave and have a fresh start. Also, yeah, Richard and her were doing some low blows to each other.
They have been really, all of them, those, like, original Bailey, cast members have been really at each other.
Yeah, they're
this
not
season.
All on a bench on the beach or a log on the beach happy like they were last season with each other. What about, so then Bailey quits after that. Just
she's going to go make cookies with Prue.
She gives Meredith the keys.
Yep. Does she say, like, you fix it?
Yeah. It was really powerful seeing Meredith sitting in the chief chair. Also,
yeah.
Like, that was cool. Okay, let's talk about, because I think it's wild, Teddy and Owen.
Wow. What a storyline. So
didn't see that coming.
No. So this guy shows up and asks Owen.
To help his wife.
To help his wife die by.
By assisted suicide?
Assisted, yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word for it. But
yeah.
I thought it was really shitty of that Heather woman who, like, Owen helped to then, like, just start spreading it.
Telling people. Yeah.
That didn't feel like, that felt like a little like lazy writing, but okay. And, like, this is, it's ridiculous that they're fleeing, but I still think I'm like, well, we've never done this before. It feels exciting. Do you think they're going to Germany?
That's what I thought. I thought they were going to go to Germany. I thought The first thing that made me like happy within the storyline was that Owen immediately went to Teddy.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I'm happy that he's bringing his wife into this because last time that didn't go well. And so he immediately is like, but he, I think with Teddy, I think her response of fleeing is because she knows that Owen won't like that. Owen will help this person. And so I think her response is like, I'm choosing my family and I'm not raising my kids without a dad. And so we're getting out of here because you're just going to end up breaking the law again.
Yeah. Or like if he's trying to be penalized for it, he's going to stand up for what he did instead right. of like apologize and say he'll never do it again. Because right. he says to Bailey, I would do it again. Like,
right. Exactly.
I thought too that I thought Teddy's reasoning to that guy was like, what is a really great compromise that like, we will take her to, you know, wherever, like where we can do this and
yeah.
And like, we'll pay for this and we'll do all these things. But that guy was not having it, but I thought like, I liked that she stood up for Owen and like took charge. It obviously did not work out well. I felt bad for Amelia. When
was it like a sting or was it really?
Oh yeah. That was a thought. I don't know if it was a sting. Like to catch him, right? Like yeah. undercover.
Yeah.
Why would they have gone to Bailey? That's the part I don't get. To yes. see how Bailey acts? Like to see if Bailey reprimands?
Yeah. Or is it, yeah. Okay. So
I don't know. It could still be.
Yeah.
If it was, then Bailey would also be in trouble if she doesn't end up, but she could.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's, I don't know.
But so they end up, so that guy ends up going to Bailey and saying, I need to report one of your doctors.
I think that's the last straw for Bailey. Like,
yeah,
I think
like fuck this.
It's just, it is too much to ask her to like, cause she's like, go, like, I need to report you. She has no feelings about it.
Yeah.
She's just like, you are dumb. Why'd yeah. you do this?
Well, and then she's like, fuck, I'm losing two more of my doctors.
Right.
And that's another thing that she ends up saying to Jamara. Is like, two of my doctors just put in their resignation, Dr.
Yeah.
Altman and Dr. Hunt. And they like sneakily tell Amelia to bring the kids to Joe's.
I feel bad for Amelia in that moment.
I know, because it's like her family too. I mean, she's like auntie.
Right.
And they won't tell her where, which I get, like, we can't tell you what's going on, but yeah. we'll contact you as soon as we can. And they just take the kids and
it's
rush out of Joe's.
Similar to like what Meredith did when she left. So I feel like yes. it triggers for Amelia, like someone leaving me again.
Yes.
But yeah, then they're on an airplane with the kids.
And I think you're right. My first thought was they're going to Germany because
that's where Teddy worked before.
Yeah.
Can you just flee a crime like that?
Well, I think the big thing is why I thought Germany is because if you're not in the country anymore.
Right.
Like, so if you were to go to like New York, they could still.
Right.
But if you're in a different country, that's what happens with a lot of people is they leave the country.
Yeah.
And then I don't think legally you can.
Press charges?
Yes.
Interesting.
But then you may never be able to come back.
We'll see. This is not.
Are they signed on for next season or is that just the end of their story?
Yeah, I don't know how that gets resolved. Unless like a law passes that it's okay to do that now.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. Or Owen goes to jail.
Owen just a new black.
Or Owen like pleas. Like does
the
a plea. Yeah. Like a plea bargain or something. And
yeah.
like gives up his medical license. And then he has to stay home with the kids and we watch that storyline.
I don't know. Someone in our group was like, maybe they're going to Switzerland or wherever Christina is.
Oh.
And I was like, that's the last thing Christina needs right now.
No, Christina does not need that.
But yeah, so that was an interesting thing. Okay, I also just want to say, I don't think I said it enough on the record. I did not think Amelia and Kai were over.
No, you said it. And you were like, you called it. I don't think this is the last time we see Kai.
It was well done. Like, yeah. I thought it was reminiscent to me of like Candle House, Derek Meredith.
Like, yeah. Or like, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who else gets back together on the show? I'm trying to think. Like,
don't Kelly and Arizona get back together?
Yeah,
Mark and Lexi.
Yeah. It felt really epic, I should
yeah.
say, because I think they did such a good job of writing Amelia being heartbroken.
Yeah.
And like her speech to Link was really like just really nice. Like she said, had I remembered what this felt like, I would have never done this in this way to you.
Yeah.
Like I am sorry. And I feel like he had that sweet thing where he said like, you are my child's mother. I will always love you. Like
it just doesn't. Hurt any or not
yes,
the type of love that
hurt
hurts,
anymore.
Which I thought that mm-hmm. was so sweet. And I'm happy to see that they resolved that. And I think people were a little nervous that the Kai storyline would push Amelia and Link back together. And I'm really happy that they didn't do that.
Yes.
But they did resolve and understand that we have a child together and we will always have this love for one another, but not in that way anymore.
Right. I also felt a little foreshadowy, which we'll talk about Jackson April in a minute, when April says that love comes back around to Amelia. But yeah, so Amelia is like heartbroken, and then Owen takes Leo away and all this. And then she's in the parking lot and she picks up her keys, which is always like when you drop something, you either A, get murdered when you stand back up, or B, the love of your life is there.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. And Kai says, I think don't they just say, I couldn't sleep?
Yeah, like something like, I couldn't sleep, I can't sleep, something like that. Yeah. And then Amelia just rushes in and kisses them. Yeah, like perfect.
It was great. Was it raining?
No, but should have been.
Yeah.
Poor choice.
Yeah, it felt really epic. It felt like a nice sigh of relief because I do feel like this is a relationship that is really well done. And like, I think is a good match finally.
Yes.
Plus it's great to have Kai on the show. I felt like Kai was so much of a fan favorite that there's no way they would take them off.
Yes.
Like to that soon. So
yes,
people would have rioted in the streets.
Yeah. So we're happy to see it. Interested to see what progresses next season with that.
Yeah, like where does Kai move to Seattle?
Yeah,
does,
like how are they going to make this? Yeah. And like still, there's still that child thing looming. And so I hope that they can find a way. The thing is, Amelia is a co-parent. And so Amelia doesn't have Scout
all the time.
And so I think there is a way for them to like navigate a relationship.
Yeah.
Without Kai feeling like they have to sacrifice their beliefs on, or not their beliefs, but their choice of
not having any children.
Yeah. But we'll see what they decide to write in for that. Then we have Link and Joe kind of make up.
Yeah.
I mean, just very briefly, but Joe, everyone's had a fucking rough day.
Yeah.
And so Joe ends up saying, like, I have an idea. Like, you come over, we watch Encanto for like the 57th time. And I just really like, I miss my friend. I need my friend.
I hope they stay friends. I do too.
I think it's good that he hasn't said anything about having sort of kind of feelings like Teddy said a couple episodes ago, like, should I tell her that? And Teddy's like, should you tell her that you sort of have maybe some kind of feelings?
No,
you definitely shouldn't. So I think they do really well as friends.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Because we, like, they're, it's so like supportive. An Alex Mayer. We need another Alex Mayer. But I think we're going to leave Jackson April for the end. And on a fun note, another small thing, we have two small, is Maggie and Winston.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
I think they tried to give us a big, like, oh my God, they're going to break up.
And then they didn't, which I was glad. Because also, like, I don't think they got married too soon. I think part of marriage in the beginning is having like questions and doubts and figuring things out.
Compromising.
And learning about each other.
Yeah. And learning about yourself in relation to someone else. Like, I think Maggie points out, like, yeah, I have sisters, but I was an only child. So there's like that dynamic playing out.
Yes.
And I think that's important. And sometimes those things don't come out until you are in a relationship with someone else.
Right.
So,
yeah. And I think it's also very on par for Maggie's character to like overanalyze it.
Yes.
Be like, I must have made a mistake because this isn't perfect.
Yes. And this,
and that's not how it is. So, and then also I thought it was great. I wish it was a little clunky, but like the fact that gay men who are sexually active within the last, did they say 3 months?
I think they said 3.
Cannot give blood, which is just total bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And very much still a thing today. So I thought it was important they brought that up. It felt a little, again, like insert moment here.
Yes.
But I thought it was great. I loved the way that to combat that, because I think like Levi felt like he needed to do something. He banded together on social media. They did like a pledge to get people to come in and give blood. And I love too that Bailey was like, I will fight this with you.
Yeah. Cause I think kind of in the beginning, Levi comes to Bailey and Bailey's kind of like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like that's the law.
I hate it as much as you, but I can't do anything.
I can't do anything. Cause I think she's so burnt out by everything. And it's like, yeah, it's another injustice. Nothing I can do about it. And so then when Levi's like, fine, I'll do something about this myself. Bailey is like really blown away. And it's like, you're right.
we should do something.
Which is what the response I think Levi wanted to hear in the beginning.
Yes.
J'April.
J'April. There wasn't a lot.
No.
But I think it was total fan service.
Absolutely. For the 400th.
Yeah. And we had talked about, I think we were talking while we were watching it, and April said that thing to Amelia about, like, sometimes love comes back around. And I think you're like, is that all we're going to get? And I said, I bet we'll see them grab hands at the end. And that is exactly what happened.
We got to make out.
We got to make out. But first they grabbed hands going into the elevator and then they made out, which... love to see it. I don't care. It made me happy.
Yeah. I think we've waited. I mean, think about how long ago she left in 15 and they were not together.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think the little, it makes even that him coming back last season, the two of them, it made it the payoff for that now. Like,
yeah.
Cause that felt kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because it left it so ambiguous, but now it feels good. Also, I think that was them also closing the door. Like, there is not going to be a spinoff, people.
Yeah. And I think, too...
I don't want one.
I don't want one either. But I think... I don't think any of us... And hit us up on the Facebook group if you feel differently. But I don't think any of the viewers of Grey's felt satisfied with the ending of April's story.
No.
I think we all thought it was wacko that her and Matthew got together. But she's done this twice now in her life that she has married, like,
yes,
back and forth with these.
To be fair, didn't Matthew and her, they got a legit divorce, right?
They never got married. Remember?
Oh,
they never got married at first. Then she got with Jackson. They got divorced. And then she gets with Matthew and they get married.
At the wedding. Jackson's like the witness.
Yeah, they get married and then they end up getting divorced.
Right.
And then I don't know if her and Jackson are married. None of that matters. I'm just talking about, like, being with each other.
Yeah, twice.
But twice she has done a little flippy floppy.
But this feels like such, like you said, such a better end to April being on the show.
Stupid, like,
wedding to Matthew?
Yeah, it made no sense. Like, that made no sense for April. I would have rather April left the show, like,
single.
But, like, rounding it out with Matthew.
And to not be operating anymore?
Yeah, it was just not, it did not give her character. I didn't like it. So anyway, I am fine with a quick scene of them in an elevator, given a kiss, and you can just dream that their life is, like, I'm sure they're still struggling with religion. But
yeah. Like, I loved someone tweeted, I think it was like, did Jesse Williams fly all the way to LA just to kiss Sarah Drew for one scene and then fly back? It's like, absolutely.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I also love that they feel like close friends, I think.
Like, yeah.
The two of them in real life. Wow.
So overall, is that all of our storylines?
Yes, that is all of our storylines.
Okay, what would you rate it? I'm going to ask you to rate this episode.
Like the two combined?
Yeah, the two as, yeah.
Okay.
Two combined out of 10 scalpels. And then I'm going to have us rate the whole season.
Ooh. Okay. Honestly, I'm giving it a 9.
The episode.
Much better than last finale. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
And then out of... the whole season as a whole?
Yep.
I don't really remember what happened in the first half because we didn't podcast about it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't... okay. Parts of it were bad, but then it got... I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard doing like a one watch through like week to week instead of like being able to binge it. Because it's hard to remember storylines.
I tend to like things better when I binge it because...
yeah, you can see how the storylines arc through it.
Yes. I'm going to say maybe like a 6 or 7, a 7 maybe. Like it wasn't the worst thing I've ever, it was better than the COVID season.
Yes.
But it could, there are much better seasons.
Yeah.
Maybe a 6.5.
Yeah. So I would probably rate the last episode like an 8.
Okay.
I felt like pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Which is the highest I think I've given any of the episodes this season. And then, yeah, I'd probably give the whole season like a 6.5.
Okay.
Which... I think it's on par really with what I would rate each episode. It was usually like a 5
yeah.
to 6.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was awful. I thought there were definitely some really entertaining things and some good storylines. But overall, not my favorite season.
Yeah, the first half of the season sucked. I'm just remembering like Megan and Farouk were there, which made
God.
No sense.
Yeah.
Hayes left.
Yeah, which was really sad.
Which was like, yeah, made me bummed.
Yeah.
Second half was a little bit better. I feel like they got their footing.
Yeah.
But God, please, if I can manifest anything in this world, well, first of all, it's like world peace and many other things.
If I could, anything about Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. I want it to be the final season.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we're ready to wrap this up. So future predictions next season. Give me 2 to 3.
Okay. First one, I believe Nick is right around the corner. Here's okay. Meredith. That's the first opening scene. Second one, I think that... I hope we get... I think there's going to be a time jump. Actually, I think the episode will be like Nick sees whatever, and then I'd like there to be a time jump because I don't think they're going to do a lot of episodes without Richard and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going on a sabbatical, I don't know. Because who would be left on the show? It would be Kai, Amelia, Meredith, Maggie, Winston. There would be no Bailey, no Richard, no Catherine, no residents.
No Owen, no Teddy.
No Owen, no Teddy. Link will be there, I guess, and Joe.
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't know my predictions. I'm bad. Do you have one?
No, I don't really. I mean, I definitely think, I don't know if we'll necessarily see Nick, but I think if we did a time jump, they would like be together. Maybe we'd have a flashback to it or something.
And a mention to that moment. Yeah.
And then I'm predicting because I'm wishing it that it's the last season and that Meredith somehow gets the program back up and running and that she then hands over Chief. Do we think back to Bailey or do we think back to a different, like, attending? Back to Richard?
Definitely can't be. I think Richard retires if it's the final season.
Okay, Richard retires.
He needs to.
Yeah, so maybe back. But I also can't see her handing off.
Unless they invite a new character, like someone
a new character
fresh.
Or something. Or maybe Amelia. Like, yeah, maybe Amelia cool. could be Chief.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, Derek was Chief. Her sister was Chief.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that would, like, hit our hearts enough. No. Like, if Amelia was Chief.
I hope there's some... Like, they should bring Sparkle Pager back if the program comes
Pager.
Back.
But...
I'd love some Mare therapy sessions again. I used to love those episodes.
Oh, yeah. Those were really good.
Not that she needs it right now. I mean, everyone should always be in it, but...
But do you think we're going to have, and this was like how This Is Us works, but you know how they're just like time jumps, and then it just gets later and later. Maybe in the season, we just like, we start with a time jump, we keep going to a time jump, and then like, we just keep time jumping until Zola is
Chief
out of.
That would be cool. And like starts her intern year.
Yeah. Something like that, where we could just keep time jumping through that season. I don't think next season's going to be the last. I really don't. I want it to be, but I feel like there'd be more talk right now. Even at this point, I feel like...
You think they would up for it?
I think they would hype up at this point. Like, they've signed on for another season, but I really feel like they would be like, we've signed on for one more season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Unless they're getting all their ducks in a row right now and, like, making contracts. Isn't this the time when they... contracts for
that could be.
So maybe until they know for sure who is signed on and for what. I don't know. I'm still crossing my fingers and toes. I'm not hopeful.
No, I'm not either.
But
and again, if you're listening to this and you're like, why the fuck do you have Grey's Anatomy podcast? If you don't like Grey's Anatomy and you want it to end, it's because we do like Grey's Anatomy and we want it to end because it was so good. Like we don't. We're running out of story and we want to wrap up these characters in a way that's special to us. I think it's because we love them so much that we can we can let it go. You know?
It has nothing to do also with us having a podcast and wanting to be done with the podcast. It's just like honestly, like, was I sad and I haven't watched the finale yet that This Is Us ended? Yes. But was it good because it ended?
Yes.
Like it made sense. And so, same with a lot of shows. So
yeah. Everything has to come to an end.
Ozarks? Oh, incredible ending.
Oh, I never win it.
You should watch that show. It's really good.
I know.
But yeah, so anyways, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah, I hope everyone has a really lovely beginning to their summer. If you can find some time to rest.
Please do.
Please do. If you can't, we feel you.
Yeah, we feel you very much. Yeah. Please, we had a ton. We had 263 comments on our post about the season finale. So again, if you still watched it and you want friends to talk to about it, everyone is more than willing. And there's been thoughts coming in even today about it. So it's a really fun place to be and we will start season 14 in July.
All right. Time of death, 1457.
Beep. Beep.